The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. So happy to be here. This is Dr. Vijay, I've been traveling, Dr. H, and right now we are on vacation at St. John's in Newfoundland.
Well, I keep waiting to send me a gift or something, so when you come back.
Well, this is such a great place. You know, the gift is just to share with our listeners and with you the wonderful place here, because this is a very historic site. And I don't know if people know that this is where Marconi, did the first transatlantic wireless signal from Signal Hill. We just came down literally a couple of minutes ago, where he transmitted and got between North America and Europe. The first transatlantic signal was sent here, and in 1901, December 12th. And the first transatlantic cable was laid around that period as well. So, the fact that we're doing the show here, I know we owe a ton of gratitude and to what Marconi and his team, researchers and scientists, worked on to get wireless connection. And now we take our internet and, computers and everything for granted, radio, everything for granted.
Now, you were in some other countries also, weren't you?
Well, we were in Iceland, in Greenland, some magnificent spots there.
Wow.
The coastal regions are amazing. And, I was thinking, actually, we need to talk about vacation. Everybody needs to take vacation, but this some of the most important fisheries and historic sites, in the founding of the Americas. It's actually in these regions where Norsemen and women, especially Norsemen, the Vikings. So what we are on is actually a cruise. It's a cruise with the Holland America line. And they're going to discover we're tracing the routes, some of the routes where the Viking Norsemen took to before they landed in Iceland from Norway. From Scandinavian countries, they landed in, some went to Ireland and, that part of the world. And from Ireland and, some of them went to Iceland and Iceland to Greenland. And then Greenland, they went on to, the northernmost tip of Newfoundland. And then made their way, to the coastal regions. But there are sites here, Viking sites. We were at a port yesterday, Dr. H, in St. Anthony's. And amazing ruins where they showed the Lance Meadows. It's a national historic site now where they dug up in early 1960s, only recently, to find some of the early Viking sites where, there's a settlement here. So it has been amazing discoveries, and so we're just tracing their path, what they found, the early settlers. But on the topic of vacation, this is an absolutely amazing site, Newfoundland and Iceland and Greenland, during the summer months particularly. Otherwise, it can get very windy, and you can be stuck in a port with the glaciers that are coming down from Greenland. Mm. So anyway, I just want to point out to our listeners, these are some very historic sites here, just in the, and we were at the easternmost tip of North America, And the ports here are just absolutely amazing, breathtaking, panoramic scenery.
So next year when you go on vacation, you're going to take me, right?
You're with me in the heart. Most important.
I don't want to go in the heart. I wanted the physical. Well, let's talk a little promotion over here because you're going to be back, I believe, this coming weekend. And September 5th, 6th, and 7th, which is Labor Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you and I are going to be at the 37th Annual Cancer Convention. It's run by the Cancer Control Society. So the people from Southern California or people that are visiting L.A. during that Labor Day weekend, that's at Sheraton Universal, which is in Universal City, California. And you speak Saturday at 3:45, and you and I will be there enlightening the world and sharing our knowledge and information, and we'd love for people to stop by.
Absolutely.
So it's at the Sheraton Universal at Universal City, Labor Day weekend. For more information, just go to our website or email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com.
Yes, and I will be speaking, and we'll be talking a lot about the prevent cancer, strokes, heart attacks, and other deadly killers through anti-inflammatory healing remedies. But do you know that Dr. H, there was a recent study that was done, and I think it may be out in the papers now, but they did a study, actually, and about the gap that in healthcare in North America, and they're finding that prevention, the whole area of prevention, it's not well done here in North America. This was a study that was done by the Urban Institute. They released a report on what was the world's best healthcare and why it's so. And they found a mixed bag with the United States actually doing better in some areas like cancer care, but worse in others like preventing deaths, like I said, from treatable and preventable conditions. So that's more on this report. If you're interested, please write to us. And we'll send you the links. But it's important and very timely to talk about prevention and what we can do. Unfortunately, behavior modification and changing habits, it takes a lot out of people. But in a way, if we give the science of it, we want to educate people that they have the knowledge and at some point they can make the step towards changing, or substituting more healthier diet and a healthier lifestyle. Which you and I know that, the National Cancer Institute and National Institute of Health has said 1/3 to 2/3 of cancers are preventable, and not just cancers, but chronic disease states.
You know, it's interesting that you're saying that because one of the articles that I was going to read, it says the truth about record-setting U.S. life expectancy. Life expectancy in the United States rose to an all-time high, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention said today. But that's only half the story. Here's the sad part. Our country is behind 30 other countries in this measure. Though the United States has by far the highest level of healthcare spending per capita in the world, we have one of the lowest life expectancies among developed nations, lower than Italy, Spain, Cuba, Chile, Costa Rica. I mean, I can go on and on. China does almost as well as we do. Japan tops the list at 83 years old. So the life expectancy is nearly 78 years old for men. And you beautiful women out there, it's up to 80. The problem, though, is that what you just mentioned before, this is heart disease and cancer, the two leading causes of death,
right,
count for nearly, you ready for this? Half of all the deaths in 2007, heart disease and cancer. So even though we're living longer, which is great, yay for us, we're way behind all these other countries. So why don't we say, question statement, why don't we do what Japan does, and their health care, because they top the list at 83 years old, where us guys, we make it to 78, we're the average. The problem, though, is that we have this huge situation with cancer and heart disease, and there are answers to it. People need to listen to our show. We have the information that people can use. People need to educate themselves. It's very powerful information, so I'm glad you mentioned that, because it just blends in exactly, what I was going to talk about this morning.
Well, that's very, very good, because the report actually correctly says, as you pointed out, that the American healthcare system puts patients at a greater risk of harm from medical or surgical errors than any other patients elsewhere. And it actually, like you said, ranks behind the top countries in extending the lives of the elderly. This is, I think that's significant, because it actually comes to the point of your quality of life. And what you're saying is that the more knowledge you have, the more you can think out of the box and listen to all this information that we're always providing in our show, the Kiss Your Life Hello. You're going to get a whole breadth and width of you know, what's safe, what's not, and you know, what's the research saying on improving our quality of life, health.
As you mentioned that, I just want to share with our listeners. I saw something on the internet through as an article, I believe it was through the Department of Health and Welfare out of Washington, D.C., stating that there is going to be, this is very, very positive, interesting, there is going to be a pandemic of swine flu starting in October, September, October, when the kids go to school, and these are going to be all the problems, so therefore we need to have these inoculations, 2 to 3 vaccinations if possible, and it's going to be mandatory. And I'm looking at that, and I call it my bellyometer, my intuitiveness, and I felt really sad because how can somebody say in October we're going to have a pandemic? How are we going to say to ourselves, oh, we need to be getting these shots? People need to be educated. There's so much information out there, you know, the pros and cons, and I don't want to get into the controversies because you and I, you know, a lot about the stuff that goes on in the internet, and people call us and tell us about, you know, the methylmercury, the expiration dates on the vaccinations. People need to educate themselves and ask their doctors and go further. Instead of standing in line, like in the late 70s, if you remember in the late 70s, I remember standing in line because, you know, I didn't know anything either with my kids because, quote unquote, you know, the swine flu or the type of flu vaccine that they had at that time was going to help prevent. Nothing ever happened. Not a lot of people, but some people actually had a reaction. Some people actually even died from the vaccination. So people need to educate themselves, listen to our show, listen to other shows, read books, educate, ask questions. When you go to the doctor, say, hey, doc, what do you really think about what the swine flu? Do you really think I need to take the vaccination? And hopefully the doctor will be open. Because I know, and I've talked to several doctors around the country in the past couple months since all this has been happening, and a lot of these guys are saying, I'm not going to get the swine flu vaccination. I'm not going to have my family get it.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The more knowledge that people have, and we all have, and we learn, we continue to learn about how to safeguard our health and the health of ourselves and health of family and loved ones. You know, you never know who needs the help. So, you know, arming yourself with, there's no such thing as too much knowledge, you know, to in this area. But prevention is a very, very important key at this age and time that we're having.
Well, speaking of that, and since we're having this conflict in life, how's that for Alita and Barry and Janae? These guys are great, the husband and wife, I believe they're husband and wife, Barry and Janae Weinhold, wrote a book called Flight from Intimacy, and I did on another radio show an awesome, awesome interview with them, and they're great, great people. I learned a lot about myself, believe me, and even with the R word, Dr. VJ, which is a relationship. And they're going to talk about their latest book called Conflict Resolution. I think we just have just a few seconds, so I'm just going to introduce Barry and Janae, and then when we come back from a break, we're going to rock and roll and learn about how to resolve conflicts in relationships. Good morning, y'all.
Hello there.
Good morning.
See, I still have that little y'all from Florida, so even though I'm in California.
Yeah,
welcome to the show.
In Northern Florida.
Okay.
Well, it's very interesting what you're saying because we've been really looking at the role of unresolved conflict in degenerative diseases, and there's quite a bit of new research out there that shows there's a huge connection. So we're really going to jump into that when we come back.
Beautiful. Well, Dr. Vijay, what do you say we do a break? I'm missing you, and we'll talk when we come back from the break.
Excellent. Excellent.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello. And my partner, Dr. Vijay, is floating somewhere around the world, and I'm still stuck in Palm Springs, California, with probably 118-degree weather today, so I still love you anyways.
It's wonderful weather here to our listeners who missed the first part of our show today. I'm in Newfoundland, and this is an amazing province here, part of Canadian states. So wonderful, you know, historical fishery, but now an important defense part here in the Northern Americas. So we have a wonderful guest this morning for the show. Dr. H, you want to lead on with the questions?
Yes, absolutely. We introduced Barry and Janae Weinhold, who wrote a book called Conflict Resolution. Conflict Resolution, the Partnership Way, is a major breakthrough in the field based on over 20 years of leading-edge research from two psychologists who have tested their approaches with individuals, couples, families, schools, churches, businesses, and nonprofit organizations, communities, and national and international groups. That's some powerful stuff. I just want to share a little because I had you guys on my show with your other book, Flight from Intimacy. And in the 1980s, excuse me, I believe Janet Woldeitz wrote a book called Struggle from Intimacy. And I learned so much from you guys that when I went home, I know I looked at my relationship with Meg, and you know we believe in intimacy. We believe that I need to be me in front of her, and she needs to be her in front of me, and that's where we keep it open communication. But I was not taught intimacy. I was taught lust, if there's anything else. So what you talked about, and then you also use a new word called counterdependency. I could see, not so much myself, but I could see friends of mine that were still dealing with unresolved issues and with their baggage coming into a relationship and not knowing intimacy. Your turn, guys.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the whole idea of intimacy has to be expanded a little bit to really understand this, because what you're talking about with your partner and you is to be authentic and real with each other, and that means sometimes there's conflict in being authentic and real with our partners, and that's also intimacy. That we see conflict as an opportunity to even get more intimate, and we kind of wrap that into what people typically don't call intimacy. They think it's all the gushy times when there is no conflict, but actually conflict is that opportunity that we have to go deeper and to get more intimacy in our relationship.
So when you have two people that have control issues,
they have conflict, right?
Right, there's a little conflict. Who's going to budge first? Who's going to listen? How difficult is it for one person to say, I need to share something with you. Please listen to me. I mean, it sounds so easy for me to say, yet it's so difficult for most people.
I know.
Well, it opens up a lot of old feelings and unhealed experiences from the past, because what's happening in the now is layered over all that. Mm-hmm. So it's like if I start to talk about this little thing right now, and it may even be that people have been holding on to things in the near past. So it feels really dangerous. It feels scary to people that somehow they'll get into all this stuff and get stuck.
Well, the other thing is that sometimes in the heat of battle, I mean, people do say things that are hurtful because they're coming out of this place of woundedness, and sometimes it's better to engage brain before opening mouth. And so we often tell people, take a time out. Just take a time out to get yourself kind of composed again and think about what you want to say before you jump in and say something that you're going to regret later and it's going to make the conflict even worse. And well, maybe just a five-minute timeout, or you can negotiate. Gee, I need a few minutes here to kind of get myself together before we talk about this. Let's get back together after that and talk about it.
But we're not taught that. We're not taught, you know, what we want and what we need. So I get to a place where I know I need a few minutes to respond back, but I don't know how to ask. So I think what I'll do, I'll act out.
That's right.
Well, that helps to cover up the fact that you don't know what you don't need.
Right, there you go.
Right, and so it's really a defensive strategy, and I think it's really about trust, and that when people have a history together where they figure out, well, if we can do this little thing and get through it and the world doesn't fall apart, then I can do a bigger thing. And so it's this little step-by-step, inch-by-inch, creeping into the deeper waters. And it's not really a good idea to jump in those deep waters until you have that progression that builds the trust. And then it's like, okay, I want to go deeper because I know that I'm going to feel closer afterwards.
Wow.
You know what the most common form of conflict resolution is?
Go for it.
The most common form of conflict resolution is avoid it at all costs.
Sure.
Then that's what people use as their strategy, is they try to avoid it until it gets so big that it can't be avoided anymore. And then, of course, it becomes a Vesuvius. And if people learn that if they deal with their conflicts on a day-to-day basis, they don't build up and they don't become unmanageable then when they come out. So that's another strategy that's important for people to remember, is that they have to find a way to address those conflicts and, as you said, to ask for what they want and need in that moment. And that's very hard for people. And so we understand that, but it isn't that hard to do that once you get it.
Well, that's what Janae said before. It's the elephant in the living room. You know, there's a situation occurring. It's growing in the living room, or wherever part of the house. So either we're going to shove it under the carpet and not talk about it, and later on it comes out and festers. You know, I've learned a lot about myself, a tremendous amount, and I came from a place where I didn't know my wants and needs, and I didn't know what intimacy was. You know, us guys, we think intimacy is lust. We think intimacy is going to bed. With women, it's the total opposite of intimacy. It's more of an emotional intimacy, of getting closer, getting to know. So I think the energy flows differently in males and females.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we found, you were talking about our book on counterdependency, and there's a whole set of issues from the counterdependent stage of development that arise later in adult relationships. But this, and then there is a different set of unmet needs and traumas and things that are related to the codependent stage of development. So in that first stage of development, it's all about bonding. There's a set of wants and needs that are related to that. And then when people become emotionally separate, it's a whole different set of wants and needs. And so what we see in couples is this little dance going back and forth, trying to figure out how close do I want to be and how separate do I want to be. And if all that stuff really didn't get completed at the time that it should have, which is, you know, by the age of 3 or 4 years old, that's what reconstellates in our adult relationships. And we don't even know where it comes from, but if you listen to people fight sometimes, you've had couples, I swear, they sounded in like two-year-olds. and that's, there's something right about that, because that's where all this stuff is rooted in. And so trying to help people see that there is something right about it, and rather than having a judgment, you're just like, well, am I going to face the elephant, or am I going to sit here and just be lonely?
So, Janae, what is a healthy way to resolve that? You know, you're in the middle of that conflict, and you're angry, and you're boiling, and, you know, what is a healthy way to release that? Not
well,
just you mentioned a very practical thing to take
about
time
in
out.
Our conflict resolution book, and that is to look at the most simple kind of a conflict and to look at, is this a conflict of wants and needs? Is what you're doing impacting me? And then trying to sort it out from this is what I want, this is what you want, and then come to some kind of an agreement. If at the end of that agreement it doesn't really feel resolved, then we suggest going to the next level. This is going into the deeper waters and say, well, maybe it's not about wants and needs. Maybe there's a value and a belief here. You know, I grew up in a family where, you know, cleanliness is really important. And you grew up in a family where, you know, being free and, mm-hmm. and you know, kind of just having everything kind of laissez-faire, that was important to you. So you sort it through at that value and belief level. And if at the end of that process you don't feel clear, then we go into the most deep layer of it, and that is to see that if there is an intractable level, if this is a repeating conflict, something that we go to over and over again, and we may come at it from different directions, but we end up feeling the same thing and having this sense of isolation in it. And that's where we really look at the levels of trauma, that there's something recycling from the past. So having that progression allows people to go step by step without, you know, kind of like falling in the 12-foot water and saying, oh, my gosh, you know, save me, I'm in over my head kind of thing. So that's kind of how we've laid it out, BJ.
Some powerful information. I was thinking when you're talking before, and I know we're almost to a break over here, but maybe when we come back, is that you talk about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and then you separate it with traumatic experiences. Now, I'm a Vietnam vet, so I experienced this PTSD for many, many years, and it was a point for me. I chose not to go with medication because that's the simple, softer way, but that's still hiding the feelings. I needed to go into therapy, and I needed to work through these issues. So if it's 1 to 10 when I came back from Vietnam, I mean, it was a 10 plus, and today it's maybe a 1 or 2, and it's very, very slight. Mm-hmm. But how powerful this is that you have one person with PTSD, you had another person that maybe came from an abused family, particularly sexually abused. How are they going to resolve? What are the steps and the tools that they need to get to a place of where they're not going back to the past and reacting with the past, but it being in the present?
If people don't recognize that what's causing the problem is related to trauma, they can just get lost. You can wander through hundreds of hours of therapy, and if no one is looking at the impact of trauma in the recurring conflicts, it's about the best recipe for unhappiness that I know. So it's like an educational thing. It's like when you tell people, what you guys are doing is you're caught in patterns of trauma, and their eyes get big, and they're like, oh, finally somebody said, you know, what's wrong? And there's no diseasing in that, you know? It's like nobody's crazy, nobody's got some kind of mental disorder. It's trauma.
That's perfect. That's perfect. That's going to lead us into our next break. People listening, call in. There's some powerful questions that can be answered. And if you don't have the questions, believe me, I have lots of questions. And Dr. VJ, you have the perfect relationship, so you probably don't have too many questions.
Oh, we have tons. Every relationship goes through, you know, its ups and downs. But we want to talk more about, you know, the practical stuff, how we can, you know, resolve our conflicts. This book, Conflict Resolution, by Jenny and Barry Weinhold, is an absolute must-read for anybody in relationship, you know, anybody relationships.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's JIVA supplements.org.
or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hofmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. It's a greatest pleasure to have Janie and Barry Weinhold and talking about their book, Conflict Resolution. This is a very important topic for anyone involved in relationships, which we all are at one point or the other. But we were just talking about what are some of the practical steps that we can take and how to identify, before we get into the conflicts and what we can do to resolve conflicts. So, Jenny and Barry, what do you have? What kind of advice do you have for couples or anyone in a potentially tumultuous or recurrent conflicting kind of conflicts coming into a relationship? Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for people?
Well, what we know is that very few people enter a relationship without a history. Even people who are in their first. Really serious relationship, they bring with them all of the things that they learned in their families growing up. And it's very interesting that most people get their pattern for how to be in relationship from the relationship they had with their mother, because she's really the first teacher of all that. So most people don't realize that they're dragging baggage, and so they have this kind of unrealistic expectation that they're going to be able to be in a relationship and not have conflict and not to have differences. So once people know that they have these differences, and once the conflicts start to appear, which usually is when people begin to see how they're different. In the first stage of relationship, it's all about seeing how we're alike, and that's why we're so happy. It's like we found our long-lost twin, and then all of a sudden we realize, we're not exactly twins. We're different this way and that way and in other ways, and that's when the conflict starts. And so we actually, in our model, we call that the conflict stage of intimacy. And as people have more and more conflicts, what we see is the emergence of unresolved trauma from the past, and that is what creates the PTSD that Howard's talking about.
Explain the difference now between PTSD and traumatic experiences, because a lot of people are confused between the two. They think we talked about a break, that you have to be a not so much Vietnam vet, Korean vet, World War II vet, or Gulf War vet, but it can be just what is.
Well, I mean, the symptoms of PTSD, and we don't really see that in many of our clients as a full-blown diagnosis, but we see the symptoms of it, like they have trouble falling and staying asleep, or they're irritable and they have outbursts of anger, or they have trouble concentrating actually during the day, or they're very hypervigilant, or they have a very exaggerated startle response. Something happens and they jump, you know, like they really have a... And these are very simple, the same kind of symptoms that Vietnam vets said, but these are the kind of symptoms we saw in our clients that were never in Vietnam. So that we saw that they were really related to early experiences of trauma in their life.
What Barry is describing is that in a trauma state or a PTSD state, people get the past and the present confused, that their mind goes back and forth. And it's so common in couple conflicts when one partner will say something and the other partner hears something totally different. And so there's this sense of feeling crazy because the first partner knows that's not what I said, but that's what the other person heard. And this is an indicator that they're in a different time orientation. One of them is already in the past. So that's the main characteristic. And when we see that loss of time orientation, that both people are not in the present here and now time, they're in a PTSD state. And what we often ask people, you know, when they get into a fight, so what are you feeling? And the person will say, well, I'm feeling really scared. And it's like, well, where do you feel this in your body? And they'll put their hand wherever it is. And what's the earliest memory that you have of feeling like this right now? And they'll say, well, gosh, I was 5 years old, and my mother just took me to kindergarten and left, and I saw her walk out the door. I mean, they can go right to it. You can see this piece from the past that's being triggered and it's being played out in here and now time.
Well, you know, one of the things that Meg and I do is that if something triggers us from our past relationships, we say it's not that other person. No, it's the here and now. Mm-hmm. And it's not bring back, he did that to me. Oh, the other one did that to me. Therefore, it's going to happen. We don't bring that past to the present. We stay at the present and say, okay, no, this is me and this is her. And it keeps that elephant, like you said, for not growing very large. And it's really important for us to stay in the now because it's so easy. My past relationships, if we want to go into the past and say, remember when you did this, remember when you did that, let's resolve this because this is where we are. We are in the now. This is today. So let's work this through. I am not your ex-husband. I'm not your ex-wife type of thing. And it works great. It really does. And the flow is so nice. And this is the part of intimacy that is so, so important. But it's taken a lot of years to get to that place.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another way that we also get people into that, and Janae alluded to it, is that sometimes when a couple's in the middle of that, if you can kind of self-reflect and say, what part of me is being activated here? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's my 3-year-old little boy who wants to be seen and wants to be recognized by parents who are so busy that they don't even notice the things that I'm doing. And so when my spouse is busy and doesn't notice things, I have a reoccurring or kind of a reoccurrence of that early trauma. And so to be able to say, my 3-year-old boy needs to be paid attention to right now. And I mean, it kind of softens the whole thing and makes it real from a feeling standpoint. And yet it isn't going back and blaming anybody or doing any kind of past history of all the other relationships you've ever been in, but it really does focus on your own feelings, and then people can be responsive and ask, well, I'd really like to just have you listen to me for a little while I tell you what happened to me today.
Don't you think that's one of the core issues for most of us, is that we just want somebody to listen to us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what Barry's describing, then it brings that part of him out of the past and into the present. So it puts you in present time, which uses a whole different part of the brain than trauma. Trauma has got you in the midbrain, and it's not very rational. It's very emotional. And what you're really talking about is using a part of the brain that requires social engagement skills. And from there, you can do problem solving, and you can do pattern identification, and it's really the part that puts you in present time. So the idea of integrating past and present out of, you know, relationship trauma is really a key part of healing it.
You know, that Janine, you were saying earlier that the conflicts may actually have a positive impact.
you know, that it's not all bad, but the triggers that Barry was talking about, I know in my relationship with Omer, you know, when something like that triggers and we are potentially heading into and down the cliff into a conflict, to actually acknowledge, you know, the other partner may have something, you know, a gem of a wisdom, you know, buried among all that communication, that's very vital to look at and says maybe there is a pattern in the way that I resolve my conflict, the way I look at things. And mm-hmm. sometimes, like you said, it's a male and a female. It's the gender differences in how we communicate our feelings and our thoughts and our traumas and our past and our wants and needs.
And I think there's also another piece that I didn't hear you mention, DJ, but that's really that there are cultural differences in the way that we resolve trauma. We've worked a lot with people in Eastern Europe. We have a sister NGO in Ukraine, and we just had to unlearn a lot of our American ways of doing things because they come at it with different values and a different tradition. And if you don't know that, you know, then that in itself can cause a conflict.
This is a powerful book, Conflict Resolution. You have self-inventory sheets that you can me can fill out and learn about myself. There's worksheets. There's self-awareness exercises. How can all of us, and thank you for the book, and Dr. Vijay got a book copy of the book, too. How can everybody else get a copy of this, Conflict Resolution?
Well, it's available on our website, and it's also available on online at Amazon. Our website is just Weinholds, plural of our last name, .org, and we ship it out.
How do you spell it? Because some people want to make it like a glass of wine.
Yeah, it's Weinholds .org, and then any of the it's also available in bookstores from time to time too. It's not just available online.
Wow, I have a ton of more questions and all this. I think we still have a few more minutes before there's a break, Dr. Vijay. It talks about taking this to the schools. How? Tell me how we can do this.
Boy, that's a big one. I've studied that a lot. I've worked with schools on a program that I developed, and it's now in about 700 schools across the country. And it's basically a violence prevention, peer violence prevention, and conflict resolution prevention program, as in character education mostly. And so we developed a whole curriculum to help teach kids to resolve their conflicts. And we even have in our materials a whole 8-week course that they can teach kids at the
Well, the question that I would have in my mind, because I've worked with children many, many years ago as a therapist also. By the way, I've been on both sides of the desk. I've been in therapy, and I've also been a therapist, too, so I have on both sides. You know, okay, so you work with the kids in school, and you teach them all this, how to resolve conflicts. Here comes the big but. They go home. They go back into the dysfunctional family. There's the yelling, the screaming. There's the fighting. How do the kids work with this? Because if I go home, that's why a lot of these kids run away from that, because they see the sickness in the house and they want to run away from it.
Well, I know that's a big challenge, because unless you're doing it with both the school and the family, its effectiveness is lessened. And many schools, we've taught them that, and they, through their PTOs and others, mm-hmm. they've brought parents in to teach them the same skills and help them create the same kind of atmosphere of conflict resolution at home. That's now present in the schools.
We found a lot of children actually take the tools home and they sort of educate the parents.
Yeah.
Some
wow.
of these children are really, you know, today are very evolved, and they see themselves as sort of like social activists everywhere they go. We've been amazed at sort of their precocious attitude about making the world different.
Oh, we got break time. I hear that lovely music, and we got to
okay.
for the show. The sponsors are going to come on. So hang on, Barry and Janae. We'll be back in a couple minutes with Kiss Your Life Hello.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello. We've had an awesome, awesome time with Barry and Janae Weinhold. Conflict Resolution, The Partnership Way. One more time, how can we get the book?
Go to our website, weinholds.org, weinholds.org. It's with the online booksellers. And you can also purchase it through the company that printed it. This is Love Publishing in Denver, Colorado.
I like that, Love
Publishing. Yep.
So, Dr. Vijaya, you had a question.
No, it's interesting. I'm standing here in Newfoundland, St. John's, Newfoundland, and this is where Marconi developed the first wireless signal, right, in communications. This place has created history, and yet we are now talking on a very important communication, and that is conflict resolution. And for many of us with health challenges, Dr. H., you know this as well as anyone else involved in this alternative and complementary and integrative medicine, a lot of our conflicts that we keep repressed, down within our bodies, they stay a hold on our bodies and can cause a lot of health challenges. And we were speaking earlier, and both Janae and Barry, you have a lot to say in this area, especially you, Barry. How can you share your example, how you resolved some of the conflicts that dealt a very severe health challenge to you?
Well, yeah, Vijay, thank you for asking. I was working at the university and under a lot of job stress, and I also had just about a year and a half to 2 years before, had lost my wife in a sudden accident. She was killed on the slopes up at Beaver Creek on a skiing accident, skiing accident. And so this was a tremendous blow to me. And I think I mobilized myself. We had kids, and she was also a therapist, and we had to mobilize to help our clients who were in grief as well. And so I think I ignored some of my own grief. And it caught up with me, and eventually I started to have symptoms of colon cancer and got a diagnosis of stage 1. And I thought, well, gee, I better start with just the least invasive kinds of treatment. So I began to look at diet and nutritionist, and then also I had to really do some therapy to resolve my grief issues as well and the conflict I had around.
This is an important thing, what you'd mentioned too. You know, we work on our bodies and the physical elements through nutrition, through diet, through exercise. The emotional part of us, you know, the mind needs to be worked on too, through diet, through nutrition, through exercise, going to therapy. A lot of people just focus on one situation when it comes to the physical. But I'm glad that you talked about that grieving process. That's so powerful that if we don't go through that stuff stays with us, correct?
And then I also connected in doing that therapy with how this related to early developmental trauma with my mother, and how I later found out, which I didn't know at the time, that I was abandoned practically the first week after I was born. My mother failed to breastfeed me, got frustrated, thought that she was a failure, and turned me over to a babysitter and went back to work. And I was actually a failure to thrive baby for the first 8 weeks. I was 6 pounds at birth, and at 8 weeks I was only 5 pounds. And without the intervention of my paternal grandmother, I think I wouldn't be here today. But so all that had to be resolved and looked at as part of healing this cancer. And so it was diet, nutrition, and the healing of the developmental trauma that I experienced and helped. This incident of cancer helped me surface. So in a way, it was a gift to have the opportunity to see all this and to work with it and deal with it. And I've been cancer-free ever since.
That's an amazing story.
Powerful.
I just think it's also very interesting that astrologically, Barry is a double cancer. So anything around his mother, you know, his mother issues have always been, you know, something he spent a lot of time working on. But to think that it could also lead to cancer, there's always been some kind of irony about that.
So I still have basically a cancer prevention diet that I follow. And I believe now that as I've progress with this, that cancer can be not only prevented but can be cured by diet and nutrition. I mean, I think there are now, we know a lot more about how to do that than they did 24 years ago. But I had some wise treatment from a nutritionist, for one thing, and she put me on this diet, and she told me how I could keep from ever getting cancer again, and she was right.
There's some very interesting research that was done in Germany that showed that if people can have a really traumatic event that causes like a conflict of values and beliefs, or if it's a conflict in which they feel like they're trapped and they're going to die, if they can get relief from that right away, that if they have cancer that starts it, it will actually reverse itself.
Well,
when
I certainly
talk about the body
that,
and the mind, knowing how to do self-healing, it's right there, but our traditional, you know, allopathic medicine, the first thing they want to do is send you for some kind of radical treatment that traumatizes you even more.
Well, we take the middle of the path. We say, you know, talk to a physician who's trained in holistic medicine, but at the same time, don't ignore the diet and the nutrition, which are very, very important.
Right.
You know, any health challenge is just not cancer, but the emotional conflict. I see a lot of people who cannot forgive themselves or forgive something that has happened to them when they were little, 2 or 3 years old, maybe.
Yeah,
and they're blaming themselves, you know, till they go to their grave, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you forgive yourself?
It's a spiritual issue.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left. Excuse me, I want to thank you both. I love both of you. You've taught me a lot from the last show I did, and also with this show, too. Conflict Resolution, and even their book, Flight from Intimacy, Love Publishing Company. I like that name. And I hope to have you guys on when you come out with your new book on trauma. I think that's the name of the title.
Yeah, it's going to be called Healing Developmental Trauma. And it a major part of it is exactly what we just finished talking about, is the role of unresolved trauma and conflict on our health and how to turn it around.
Great.
This is excellent.
As soon as you have the book out, send a copy to Dr.
We
Vijay.
We sure will.
And we'll have you guys in. Thanks again.
Thank you, Howard.
Yeah.
Thank you, too, Vijay.
Yeah,
and good
enjoyed
luck.
Talking with you.
So, Dr. Vijay.
Yes, Dr. Hedge.
Okay, I think we just have just a couple minutes left. I'm not sure. I can't find the big hand on the clock, so I have to learn how to do that. All these digital clocks.
This has been a very powerful emotional, show that we just did. So, you know, I don't blame it. It's a clock stopper. But I'm hoping that, you know, the listeners, our listeners have got so much of input with, the discussion that we've had, and to definitely get the book by the Weinholds, you know, the conflict resolution.
And it's helped me because, you know, at the end of the chapter, there's an exercise, you know, from like 1 to 5, and it tells me, you know, where I stand and whether it's codependency, counterdependency, PTSD, trauma, and all the different things. Then there's some exercises on how to do this, how to sit and listen to my partner or anybody. You know, this can be not just for a relationship. My belief is everybody has a relationship with people, places, and things. So if I have a relationship with a company, you know, I need to learn how to resolve if there's some conflict between the president, vice president, and myself, or whoever it is, and sit there and listen, and the other person hopefully will listen, and we can have closure with this. So next week is a couple friends of mine from Florida. They wrote a book called Tantric Sex for Busy Couples.
That's a fascinating subject to go after you resolve your conflicts.
Tantric sex for busy couples. I love this. Change how you make love and how your lovemaking creates intimacy. And with that, I'm going to tell everybody, listen to next week. Both of them are great, great people. I love both of them. And if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all.
Smile, and we love you.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.